Sorry about that. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show as always. This is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dax, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we are going to jump straight into it. We're going to talk about a massive rally. Stocks soared today. We talk about President-elect. I think this is my first time coming live ever since President-elect Biden, President-elect Biden was selected. So, you know, we're like we might have a new president. I say might because there's so much other things. You know, you got the current President Trump saying that he's going to sue and all of the good stuff. So we got a lot of uncertainty. Very shocked that the market returned the way it did today. But we're going to talk about business and household debt today. Why is that important? And we're going to look at the Federal Reserve report they put out about business and household debt today. So we're going to take a look at that. Also, we're going to look at the forbearances decreasing, the forbearance level. Energy stock did a nice rise today, but finished kind of down. We're going to talk about the travel stocks, all those airline companies, all those travel companies. They soared today, but they told us a very important story that we're going to get into. So today, ladies and gentlemen, as you are coming, guys and girls are coming in, tell me where you're from. And don't forget to share this video. Hit the like button on this video. But just in case you forgot already, let me go ahead and remind you. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button. All right. Don't be a stranger. As you're walking in the door, hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Share it around with your friends and all of the good stuff like that. Of course, my phone wants to ring as soon as I get on live and get ready to get into the show. But today, ladies and gentlemen, let me see what y'all are saying in the comments before we start to get into the meat and potatoes of the show. KC Peterson, what's going on? Let's go. Can't wait to hear this. Definitely, definitely. Miss Ruby, how you doing? How you doing? Pretty soaring day for stocks in the Dow Jones. You know, Dow Jones went over 1,200 points. But I know, Ms. Ruby, you have Tesla and Apple. Not so good for Tesla and Apple today, but very good opportunity there. I was able to jump inside of stocks today. Some of those tech companies, I think Apple is very, very underrated right now at $116 it's trading for. And, you know, Tesla had a down day. So, you know, that's majority of the NASDAQ. So not a good day there. But how you doing, Ms. Ruby? Thank you for checking in. Okay, who else we got here? Oh, what's going on, Big Al? He says that Big Prince Dice. Good evening, brother. Appreciate it, Al. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. Miss Freeman from Miss what's that? Sip and Talk. Miss Freeman on Sip and Talk. Thank you for tuning in. She says, good afternoon, Prince. Good evening. Good evening. Who is this? Kendrick Sapp says, vowel stop. I don't know if you mispronounced it. I don't know if you mispronounced that, but okay. But thank you for tuning in, Kendrick. Thank you for tuning in. Lucky's mom, I know you're very happy. Talk about that Southwest airline. I know she's out of Jacksonville, Florida, and she is a big Southwest airline. Hope you held it. Southwest Airlines had a very big day today, of course, all the travel companies. But it told us a very keen story that we're going to talk about today. He said, good stuff. Okay, good stuff. Okay, I think he said good stuff. All right, there, Kendrick. Kendrick is out of where is he out of? Atlanta. Sap, Cyber Sap in the building. Miss Freeman's from South Carolina. Okay, South Carolina. Indianapolis, Indiana. I sure was going to ask about American Airlines. We're going to talk about that. Miss Ruby, everybody know you from Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to talk about that as well. And who else? Make sure I'm not missing anybody. Bless his Uber call made me a lot of money today. Yes, we're going to talk about Uber. Uber has been on a run, on a tear ever since Tuesday, ever since they defeated Proposition 22 out of California. That made me some great money over there, you know, because I've been a very big follower of Uber ever since last year. And last Tuesday was going to be the make or break if I was going to sell Uber, if I was going to keep Uber. So here we go. All right, there, Kato Mita from, she says, Blessing called me, her a lot of money on Uber. And she said, Prince, I'm tuned in, bro. I don't see your name, Facebook user, but I'm glad you tuned in. Glad you tuned in. She said, I have Disney. I'm still good. Yes, Disney was another good company that went up about 12 or 13% today. And we're going to talk about this big roar of the market. It's telling us a secret story. She said, yes, sir, I did. Great day today. And she's talking about her Southwest Airlines stocks. I'm pretty sure she probably has some other ones, but I know she has Southwest Airlines. And the Southwest Airlines had a very massive day. I'm going to talk about that one as well. I'm getting through the comments. And then Kendrick says, down south, Georgia. What's going on, Kendrick Taylor? DSGB in the building. What's going on? All right, so let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen. The first thing I want to talk about is this story. Travel stocks jump and tell a story. Why did travel stocks, you're looking at Royal Caribbean, you're looking at Southwest Airlines, American Airlines, Disney. Disney is not a travel stock, but it kind of sort of is, because Disney, you know, we saw this earlier where Disney was shaping its media. It was shaping more towards its online instruments. You know, it was talking about more about what it was called, was Disney Plus. So it was saying, hey, we're going to get to direct to consumer, DTC, direct to consumer is when they said in the financial reports. But you saw Disney is relied upon travel. So people have to travel. People go on vacation. They go to Disney. So when the travel industry hurts, it kind of affects Disney's amusement park. Like, we looked at the financial reports and we saw the number one way that Disney made money last year was amusement parks. And we've seen that they pretty much, that income pretty much has demolished. And majority income now is coming from Disney Plus. And they're focusing on Disney Plus. But also, they had a big day. They had a big day. They had a big day. Travel had a big day. Airlines had a very big day. Caribbean, everything. The reason why everything had a big day, simple and easy, because of the Pfizer announcement. The Pfizer said they was 90% close on finishing a vaccination for the pandemic, COVID-19, right? So when they did that, when they said that, it sent everybody in jubilee. Everybody got crazy, got happy. Now, I want to tell you something in the story. Today, I sold Zoom for a loss. I sold Zoom for a loss. I may get more in detail to it later. But what happened was, what this did was, everybody, when this COVID thing first came out, I thought it'd probably be around for a month, maybe 2 months. But here we are in November talking about COVID going into next year, 2021, 2022. So what ended up happening, when I looked at Zoom, I said, Zoom is going to be more relevant throughout this time period. When the pandemic broke, when Pfizer broke out today, they, when Pfizer broke out today, y'all give me 1 second. Hey, Nigel, let me hit you right back. I'm on live right now.
Oh, no worries, bro.
All right, cool. Yeah. So the problem with that is, when you had Pfizer come out, Pfizer did two things. All the companies that were being lagged down because of travel restrictions and the whole COVID had pulled down, like the airline industry, the travel industry, the restaurant industry, all these people that were being held down by COVID-19, when Pfizer came out and said, hey, we're 90% close to a vaccination, everybody had this pent up energy. The market today, when it showed you, when the Dow Jones went up 1,200 points, it showed you that how much pent up energy COVID-19 has created. Now, Prince, why do you believe it's pent up energy? Because I listened to the earnings of the companies. Name one major company whose earnings surprisingly sucked. One major company that said, man, we're not making any money, or we don't have any money. Name one major. Now, of course, I know you're going to say airlines, who got hit the most, things like that. But look at all these big tech companies. Earnings reports, we're just leaving out an earnings season. Earnings season has been pretty good. Now, I'm going to get to a caveat on that as well. Earnings season has been pretty good. But with this COVID-19, when it came out, it suppressed a lot of companies. And when it suppressed a lot of companies, what it taught us was that, hey, the reason why we are being pressed and suppressed is because we don't have a vaccination. By this vaccination getting closer and closer, it is showing you the market is starting to take a lift, right? So the story this is telling us is that we have a lot of pent-up energy that is waiting to exhale, kind of a movie thing, but it's waiting to be released. One way or the other, they're waiting to be released. So right now, when you look at the airline companies, you wonder why airline companies just jump. Why did Disney jump? Because, oh, we're finally going to get a vaccination. They're finally going to get back to business. Because when this vaccination, when we get this whole COVID thing behind us, you know Disney's revenue. Disney is missing millions of dollars from not having their parks open. They made, we can look up their financial report and see how much they made last year. And people are looking at that money coming back into the company if this figures out. So you see how it breaks all the way down to finances. For prime example, last year, Disney made $100 million on park revenue. This year, the park revenue is gone because of COVID-19. Now, if we figure out COVID-19, what's going to happen to that $100 million? That $100 million is probably going to reappear. That's why you see Disney shooting up 12%. All of these, look at Southwest Airlines. At its worst, I want to think it was down to $20, $19. Now you're looking at people saying, hey, this thing might be over. These companies are going to get back to making money. That's why everybody's so excited and happy. That's the story it is telling you. This is telling you the economy wants to go up, right? We have a lot of pent-up energy in the economy. And every time we get a little glimpse of something happening, that's when you see the market is showing you what it really wants to do. That's my belief, right? And that's my financial data that I look up with it, because as crazy as things may feel around the world, why haven't we seen so many people file for bankruptcy? Not bankruptcy, but for foreclosure. We should be seeing foreclosures around the globe, right? Why aren't we seeing that information yet? Now, granted, real estate is last. The last step is foreclosure. But before you get to foreclosure, you're going to go to a forbearance. Forbearances, right? Forbearance is something that's going to stop you from going into foreclosure, right? So let's take a look here. And what a forbearance is that, hey, like, take me, I own my home, right? And I got to a point where I can't pay the mortgage. This is, you know, they're not going to kick me out tomorrow morning. They're going to say, hey, what's going on? What can you do? I sit down. I say, hey, let's reorganize my loan payment. I want to figure something out. I can't afford it, whatever the case may be. Now, what is going to happen is the government, the lending company, is they may put me in a forbearance. Hey, you don't have to pay a mortgage payment for 3 months. We're going to reorganize your mortgage and you're going to pay this on the back end. That's a forbearance. This is why I pay so much attention to forbearance. And a company that follows them, organization that follows them, you guys and girls already know, is the Mortgage and Bankers Association. With that being said, let's go into the next conversation. Forbearances decreased by 5.69. Let me share my screen here, because I want you guys and girls to see this for yourself. Right here. This is the latest information here. This was put out today by the Mortgage and Bankers Association. They said shares of mortgage loans and forbearances decreased by 5.67%. The Mortgage and Bankers Association latest forbearance call volume survey revealed that a total number of loans now in forbearance decreased by 16 basis points from 5.83 of services portfolio volume in the prior week of 5.67 as of November 1st. According to the Mortgage and Bankers Association, 2.8 million homeowners are in forbearance. So some people are feeling some pain because you got 2.8 million people in forbearance, but I'm seeing that number decrease. All right. With the decline of shares of loans and forbearance across the board, the data this week aligned well with the positive news of October jobs report. So right here, they're telling you right here, with the decline of shares of loans and forbearances across the board, the data this week aligned well with the positive news from October's jobs report, which shows a gain of more than 900,000 private sector jobs and a 1% point decrease in unemployment rate. So right here, what they're saying is that this aligns with the jobs report that came out last week. I think that was on Thursday, came out last week, and unemployment dropped by 1%. 900,000 jobs were created in the private sector or came back or whatever the case may be. And we're seeing homes and forbearances decrease. This is my leading indicator. If I want to know where the economy is going, before I foreclose on my house, I'm probably going to go into a forbearance. So I like to pay attention to forbearances. So as I see them decreasing, it gives me hope for the future. As I see we get closer to a vaccination, I see how the stock market just rallies. That tells me that we're getting closer to a vaccination, and the market is telling me the story that it really wants to go up. So before I go any further, The next thing we're going to get into, we're going to talk about business debt, right? We're going to talk about business and household debt, because a lot of companies are saying they're making money, but are they making money off of borrowing money, or households buying things off of credit cards? So we're going to talk about that. And not only going to talk about it, we're going to go to the federalreserve.gov, and we're going to look at the report that they put out today that tracks business debt and household debt. So do you think household debt went up? Do you think business debt went up or down? What do you think? So let me see what y'all are saying in the comments. Okay. He said, I made a lot with Fisker cash. I don't even know what that is. Fisker? Are you mean Pfizer? I'm not sure. Bianca says, my Boeing finally got out of the red. Yes, the reason why your Boeing finally got out of the red is because who's the number one buyer of airlines? Who's the number one buyer of Boeing Airlines? I said the answer, trying to ask the question. How dumb I am. So anyway, but who's the number one purchaser of airlines? It's probably Boeing, or lease, or whatever they do. So it's probably airlines are buying stuff from Boeing. So for prime example, let's say Facebook. 98% of Facebook's income comes from ad revenue. If something happened where companies, we just stopped paying ad revenue, guess what's going to happen with Facebook? Facebook is going to fall dramatically. That's what happened with Boeing. Boeing is the maker of airplanes, and it ships it around the globe. But with the decline, all the airlines are in a hard spot. Guess what is going to happen to Boeing? Boeing is going to go down. If your supplier goes down, you're going to go down, right? Sure, it's kind of. I'm trying to make sure my shirt is looking good here today. But anyway, that's the whole idea. So the airlines had a jump. So, of course, if the airlines make money, if your supplier is making money, that's why it's very important. If you have a company, figure out who they're making their money from. Because take me, let's say if I'm a company and I make 98% of my money from government contracts, what's going to happen to my company if I lost my government contract? That's why your Boeing is out of the red. Congratulations. Antonio, congratulations on your son on the way. And I know you're out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. All right. And he says, Pfizer is going to go through the moon. They announced some vaccination news today. I see it hitting $40 a share. You know, he's making the money, right? So that's true. We know. And the idea behind the whole vaccination, the hard part behind the vaccination was I didn't know. I'm not smart enough to pick who was going to pick the vaccination. I didn't know who was going to fix it. It looked like it's going to be Pfizer, but I'm pretty sure they won't be the only one. We won't have one vaccination. We'll have a few. In the order, if you want to invest into that, one, you can get on the Pfizer train. And let's say if Pfizer, you get on the Pfizer train today, and let's say tomorrow Johnson & Johnson comes out and say, we're 98% there. Pfizer said they was 90% there. Johnson & Johnson said, now we're 98%. Johnson & Johnson stock is going to go up. Pfizer is probably going to go down. So I don't know who's going to come out with it, who's going to be approved, who's going to do it. I know it'll be more than one company. In order to invest into the entire industry, go ahead and invest into what I like to use is something called PILL, P-I-L-L. It's a leveraged bullish ETF on the pharmaceutical industry. So look at it. As you saw Pfizer go up, so did PILL. But the thing is, I don't know if it's going to be Pfizer. If I invest in the Pfizer, I'm putting my eggs in one basket. If I invest in the PILL, I know PILL will do well because somebody's going to come up with the vaccination. And whoever that somebody is, PILL will result into that. He said, is it too late to get in on Zoom and Square? Zoom, today I left Zoom for a loss. I cut my losses with Zoom today. The reason why is Zoom has tremendous earnings, retained earnings, great. I got into Zoom. I look for stories. I got into Zoom because I said, hey, we're probably going to be going in on this for a few more weeks, a few more months, maybe another year into the whole COVID-19. And the longer the COVID-19 lasts, the more Zoom does, the better off it is for Zoom. But as when Pfizer came out today and said, hey, look, we're looking at the horizon now. We see light at the end of the tunnel. You saw Zoom start to tank. And that's the story of Zoom that I didn't want to be a part of, right? I don't sell you just because you go down. You're not fitting my story of why I purchased you. Something I got from Peter Lynch. What is this book called? How to Beat Wall Street or something like that. But Peter Lynch, legendary investor. And I look for stories. As long as the story makes sense, Uber is telling me a story. Every time I read Uber's financial reports, it's like I'm following a soap opera. And as soon as something in that soap opera doesn't make sense, I'm out. Cut the losses out, move on to something else. I have no problem with cutting losses on something quick and staying where I'm making a profit. So a company I'm also invested in is called Enphase, a solar energy company. Today it went down. Why did it go down? It went down for a technical reason. So I brought more. Simple and easy. Square, we did a review on Square. I was very shocked to see that Square on Cash App. But Square is up pretty high right now. I can't say on Square. I haven't seen it in a while since the last time we went down their financial reports. But Zoom, no, they get ready to release their earnings here soon. They might be good, they might be bad, but I'm looking at the future. I'm looking at, hey, if we do get out of this COVID thing faster than I expected, then I think Zoom, what makes you breaks you. What made Zoom was COVID-19. Zoom was just a regular old Skype type of company. COVID-19 came through, Zoom literally zoomed through the roof, went crazy. Went from like a $3 million market cap to an $80 million market cap this year. It has benefited. So if you can build something, you can break it. So now I feel like if this whole COVID thing gets off the table and people start going back to work, people start going back to studios, things like that, I can see the relevance of Zoom starting to decline. That's why I'm out of there. Max B, what's going on? I know he's out of Washington. What's going on? He said, even if we get a vaccination, good luck getting people to take it. That's true. But the idea is if we do have a vaccination, you know, of course, I'm not a healthcare advisor, nothing like that. Yes, it's going to take a while for people to get it, but it's the idea that we have a way to stop it gives people hope, right? Because I definitely am not trying to be on the first round of vaccinations, you know, because they're going to be like, oh, wow, we found out that the vaccinations make you grow a third eye. All right, Golden Moon says my state is talking about doing a second quarantine. Yes, everybody's talking about, you know, especially with President Biden win, he's going to be more aggressive to do this. And if he does, that's going to be we're going to take a look at it. You know, we just have to see it state by state, how would it affect businesses. PD Young, what's going on? He said Uber is my all. S. Okay, I know you was riding with Uber, and I remember we was talking about that. I remember you commenting about riding with Uber. I think you're out of Pensacola, Florida, and I know you're a happy man. Ever since Proposition passed, Proposition 22, they said yes to that contractors, people that Uber drivers are going to be contract workers, and Uber has been on a tear. I think it went up 14% one day, then 7% one day, then 8%, and you know it's almost $50 the last time I looked at it. Very good for Uber investors. You know, it was very risky. Right before Tuesday's election, I sold a little bit of Uber just in case something crappy happened. And when it went up, started going to the moon, I got back in. So now I'm waiting on it to cool off a little bit, but it's been hot right now. But, you know, something I tell people all the time, Uber looks like Facebook in 2013. I'm telling you, y'all heard me say this a million times. And like I said, I follow the storyline of Uber. I follow the storyline. I let y'all know what's going on with Uber. And if they didn't pass Proposition 22, I probably would have left my Uber position. Household debt went up. We're going to get into that, Peter Young. What do you think about Baba? Thank you for tuning in. What's his name? Seamus? We'll see. Can we get into that one a little bit later, okay? He said, I think household debt went up. We're going to take a look. Fisker is an EV company that rose. Okay, Fisker. Okay. That's an EV company. I don't think I've heard of Fisker. I know I've heard of NIO and, you know, of course, the Teslas and stuff like that. But we might take a little look into Fisker. All right. Electric vehicle when he says EV. Donut Tech. My father let me start investing at the age of 16, 3 months ago. I invested into biotech when it was $40. My portfolio is up over 150 now. congratulations, man. Shouts out to your dad. See how your dad can get in there and help you start your portfolio and to let you start investing at the tender age of 16. You know how old I was before I got up my own first portfolio, probably the first one in my immediate family. So that's great, man. Biotech is, you know what, James from Wall Street, he did say that Uncle James did talk about biotech. He was a very big biotech person earlier this year. I didn't know the industry that well, but congratulations to you. Congratulations. Lucky's mom said, I'm investing in Johnson & Johnson too. You know, people are talking about they may come up with the vaccination. Business down, house up. We're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at his mom. Even if they don't have a vaccination, they provide supplies for it. Yes. You know, Johnson & Johnson is a sturdy, stable company. Depending on what your gold is or whatnot, if you're looking for that stability, you're going to have that. You're right, Max B. One Up on Wall Street. That was Peter Lynch's book, One Up on Wall Street. One Up on Wall Street by Peter Lynch. He said that look for your financial report should be telling you a story, a soap opera, press releases. You should be following the story of a company. Pfizer is definitely a buy for the short term, 1 and 2 month call. $40 can be easily made. I wouldn't put more of a small percentage of my portfolio towards it. It's a long play for sure. Yes, Pfizer have came out and pushed everything. Then the side effects. Oh, he said, yeah, the side effects might be wild. Yeah, you don't know what the side effects are going to be with this, right? Apple, I think you meant to say. Apple is very undervalued. Apple was talking about buying some company, but it's very undervalued right now. So I definitely look at Apple taking it, you know. Okay. All right. I see you meant Apple. Said Fisker is a cool EV car company. Back in the day, started blowing up because of the battery. They started blowing up, like blowing up as in doing good as a stock, or the cars were blowing up. I'm thinking you're talking about as a stock. But I look into Fisker and Ark. Dervis Smith checking in from Honolulu, Hawaii. A little late today. No problem. No problem. It's okay. And I can't see your name here, but you said, do you suggest to buy any of Zoom or Wayfair or discounted if you suggest to buy two more? We'll get into that one later. That's a loaded question right there, okay? So let's get into it. Business debt and household debt. All right, a report came out today. Like I always tell people, you have to be able to read, know the reports that come out. Let's go to it. Where is it at? Where is that? Let me see if I can get it on my first try. All right. So you guys and girls can see, we're going to stroll up here to the top of this report. This report was put out by the Federal Reserve today. It's called a Financial Stability Report. Financial Stability Report was put out today in November. And you can see here some of the good stuff they're talking about. This was put out today. All right, so they talk about asset valuations, borrowing by businesses and households. Let's take a look. Everybody said they think households went up. Let's go to page 23 here. Where's my page? And the reason why it's very important to follow household debt and business debt is that businesses sometimes, money right now is very easy to borrow because interest rates are so low. So a lot of companies love to borrow a lot of money to start growing. At the end of the day, when you start borrowing so much money, it eventually catches up with the company and could become bad. Right. So borrowing too much or leveraging too much. Right. So also a big reason why people pay attention to household debt. What happened in the 20s? What happened in 1929 in the 20s? That's when credit became a thing in America. And it was a way of life to borrow money, buy stocks. So they like to monitor, hey, how many people are buying stocks with real money or buying stocks with borrowed money? Because it's called margin. You have $10,000, hypothetically speaking here. You have $10,000, they allow you to trade with $60,000. So you buy a stock with $60,000, and let's say if you buy a crap ton of Pfizer for $60,000 worth of Pfizer, and it doubles, congratulations, you made $120,000 off of a $10,000 investment, right? You know, you pay back your interest and, you know, have a nice day. That became a way of life in the 20s. But guess what? When the market took a downturn, they couldn't realize margin was getting called away. People really didn't have the money. Then you just saw it get worse and worse and worse, led to the market crash in 1929. So it's very important to follow that. Okay. So here we go. Historically, high levels of business debt and the weakening household finances could pose a significant medium-run vulnerability for our financial system. Vulnerabilities arise from business debt, where we've already elevated at the start of the pandemic. So they're saying business debt was already up at the start of at the beginning of the pandemic and have grown. Okay, so they say vulnerabilities arise from business debt, which we were already elevated at the start of the pandemic, have grown further. Business debt levels increased notably earlier this year as businesses borrowed heavily to weather the pandemic-related shutdowns. However, some of the debt was extended through the PPP and may be eligible for forgiveness. And a low level of interest rates means that businesses can carry more debt, right? So pretty much this line right here, what they're telling you word for word coming out in the financial stability report, they're telling you that companies were carrying heavy loads of debt before the pandemic, and they have extended it through the pandemic, also spurred on by lower interest rates. Interest rates being very low, many companies can borrow more money. Prince, who cares about this? This is why I read financial reports, to see how much debt is a company carrying, because when companies are living off so much credit, I told you, history will repeat itself. A guy said something very important. He said major things will happen in the market every 20 to 30 years. And it's not that the market is changing. It's just the time is going to come along where somebody think they has figured out something to beat the market, and the market is going to correct again. So this is why it's very important. So business debt has been going up. So in your portfolio, is your company taking on more debt? How much debt do they have? How can you tell how much money, how much debt a company has? Balance sheet up on the total liabilities. And also up on the liabilities and balance sheets, also on income statements. How much accrued interest are they paying, right? So here's the crazy part. So business debt went up. Y'all was right. In contrast to business borrowing, household borrowing advanced more slowly than overall economical activity before the COVID-19 crisis and remained heavily concentrated among borrowers with high credit scores. As a result, vulnerabilities arise from household debt, where at more modest levels on the eye of the shock, nothing to say, substantial numbers of households are facing increased financial distress. So household debt is increasing, business debt is increasing. And pretty much what this is saying is that it hasn't increased as fast, but it has increased due to people in distress. People might even use that, swipe that credit card a little bit more, or take out a loan, or whatever the case may be. So accelerated debt growth and the decline in gross domestic products in the second quarter led to a sharp increase into ratio of credit to gross domestic product. So what this ratio does is, it takes how much credit that we're borrowing versus how much we are producing. So as people, we borrowed a lot of money as businesses, but businesses put out less product because of the pandemic. So you're seeing a big increase in debt and credit use in households and businesses. That's sort of a concern. Business debt outstanding has grown rapidly so far in 2020 as companies take advantage of low interest rates and bolster cash reserves needed to manage throughout the pandemic. So since interest rates are so low, companies are borrowing a lot of money and they're increasing their cash. So sometimes people love to look at how much cash a company has. Also, you got to compare it to how much debt they have. Look at that debt to equity ratio, because some companies, I go out and borrow $100,000 from a bank or financial institution, that goes directly into my cash. Even though it goes directly into my cash, it also must go into my liabilities, as in long-term debt or current liabilities. That's very important to see. I want to show y'all that. All right. So let's see what y'all are saying in the comments here. And next thing we're going to get into, which was the topic today, We're going to get into the energy stock rise and fall today. We saw energy stocks at the beginning of the day look like superstars, but at the end of the day, they kind of slowed down a little bit. But energy stocks popped about 18% in October, and we're going to take a look at and see what's going on with energy stocks. All right. Let me see what y'all say in the comments here. 1 second before we get into the energy stocks. She said, like, kaboom, LOL. Yeah, I meant to say the cars were blowing up. Okay, so you was right. David K says, what do you think about Amazon stock? They dropped 7% today, and they recently have been going up and down all the time. I think Amazon is definitely a buy. I think that's something more to do with technicals. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because sometimes you'll be having a great company. One, you got to keep in mind, a stock is just not going to go up every day. And just because it has a bad day doesn't mean it's a bad stock. You know, you have a wife, you know, you think that, wow, you know, she's pissed off today, or she's had a bad attitude to, you know, 2 days in a row. But if she's a great wife for the other three, you know, for the other 5, 6 days of the week or whatever, depending on who you are or whatever, that doesn't mean she's a bad person. I mean, I don't wake up with a good mood and every day just as energetic as I want to be. So same thing with an investment. You know, it just don't go up every single day. Just because you see a drop doesn't mean it's something bad. So I'm going to get into that, because I saw potential one of my investments that was up today and it took a dip. So I did some research to see why it took a dip, and I saw why it took it. You know, I looked at the finances. I didn't see no reason financially why it took a dip. So I said, hey, you know what? It had nothing to do with the fundamentals. It probably has something to do with technical. Your company just hit an all-time high. Amazon is probably nearing or close to an all-time high. And, you know, there, when you get to the technical side of the house, you're going to see resistance lines, support lines at the bottom, resistance lines at the top. And some companies, when they hit that resistance line, they bounce down. They go up and they hit that line. They go up and they hit that line. Then eventually they'll break through that line. And when they break through that line, that's when you'll see Amazon at $3,000 to $4,000. But I haven't seen anything financially to support a drop in Amazon. So if I don't see anything in the fundamentals to make you drop, then that's when I look at it as a buying opportunity. So I look at Apple as a buying opportunity. I look at Amazon as a buying opportunity. And today I saw Enphase as a buying opportunity. And which made sense, Tesla and Apple and all the tech companies, Microsoft, all these tech companies went down today. It made the NASDAQ a buying opportunity. Also, get your Investor Show mug in the description box so you can read financial reports like a champ. It is the only way to read financial reports. People look at me and say, Prince, man, you read that financial report like a genius, because I got the Investor Show cup. Get yours today, all right? I'm just joking. I don't want nobody to come back and get an Investor Show cup and say, man, I didn't read that financial report better, man. I don't know what XYZ is, and, you know, I don't want you to be pissed at me, okay? Just jokes. So does that mean oil will go up due to Pfizer's info? I'm not a fan of oil. I know oil spiked today because of Pfizer's info. Oil to me is, I don't know. I'm just not, I don't see the future of oil. The future of oil, I mean, everybody went up across the board. So people are saying, oh, is oil back? I don't think so. Not sold out. Not sold out into oil. That's just me. You know, I think the future is clean energy. You know, look at all the politicians. Look at President Biden. He's talking about green energy. You know, houses are coming out with solar panels, electric vehicles. You see the political wave coming. They're giving tax credits to go green. I think that, you know, look at, you know, my lawnmower. Prime example, my lawnmower. Who has a gasoline lawnmower these days? I mean, some people do. But more and more people are getting away from gas. Now people got battery operated. You know, I got a battery operated lawnmower. You know, I go outside and hit the button. When I was a kid, I remember happening when I had a weed eater. My weed eater is battery operated. My hedger is battery operated. My lawnmower is battery operated. And before that, I remember being a kid, I had to put gas in it and prime it. And then, you know, like a chainsaw almost. But nowadays, everything is just hit the button. So you're seeing... I can't see. You see, look at cars like Tesla and EV and hybrid cars and hydrogen and all these things that are being created. And I think that's more the future. Oil will always be around. It will always be used. But I don't see where the growth in oil is coming from. Who's creating something with oil? everybody that's creating something is trying to use less and less oil. So that's just my way. That's why I'm not looking into the long term with oil. If I was conserving, if I wanted to be conservative, then I'd probably look at oil, but not me. Brandon says, what's up, Brandon Wilson? Brandon Beasy Wilson, just checking in. Appreciate it. Thank you for checking in, bro. Nice to see you. John Christian, do you believe that Pfizer is a long-term hold or a short-term trade? Me with pharmaceuticals, I don't like to look. I like to look at healthcare. I can't do pharmaceuticals because pharmaceuticals, they flatline, they come up with a vaccination and they go up and then they flatline back down. So Pfizer is different. I know it does a lot of things. It's a big brand, but majority of pharmaceuticals, I'm not well versed into that sector. They, I know they use it. They flatline. Oh, look, I come up, I create a vaccination for HIV. They shoot up to the moon and then they flatline again. What's the likelihood that I can find one? That's me. That's not what I'm going to do. Lucky's mom said, for Amazon, Bezos sold $1 billion in stock to find out of space projects. See, that's growth. You know, to me, that's a, he sold $1 billion worth of his stock. I mean, that's what I want. I want you to go out of space. I want you to grow. If I have a, like my son has a share of Amazon in his portfolio. I want Amazon in the future, you know, Amazon spacecraft that is taking, I don't know, they got an Amazon station on Moon or Mars or whatever. I want them to do that. So that's not a bad look for me. I don't look at it. Now, if they lost $1 billion to, I don't know, financial fraud or something, then I would have a problem with that. Or they got a judgment of $1 billion. That's not growing the company. But $1 billion to grow the company, I'm cool with that. And I always tell people, what I do is it's very hard to get me to, like if somebody knocks on my door and try to sell me a vacuum cleaner, they have little to no chance. If somebody knock on my door and try to sell me jewelry, they have little to no chance of even speaking to me, right? But if that person comes in and say, hey, no, you know what? I have a jewelry company and I'm looking for investors. That's when you're going to pique my interest. So if they're taking the money to go invest it, good. I like that. But and to, you know, because they're investing in it, it looks like it's potentially could grow the company in the future. That's what I want to see. You know, that's what I want to see. She said a fund. Okay. So she's saying that for Amazon, okay, space projects. No problem with that. Derwin Smith said, what are your thoughts about on movie theaters and airlines since the PFE news plummeted, pumped them up today? I'm not doing the movie theaters. I would say airlines, yes. Movie theaters, I think they're a dying breed. I think they will always be there. But, you know, look what Amazon just did. Amazon purchased a legendary movie, Coming to America. They purchased Coming to America Part 2 for $125 million. So I'm pretty sure they're going to make that on, put it out on Christmas Day on Amazon Prime. And I can see companies like Netflix and companies like Amazon, Hulu, wanting to compete with each other. To where they're going to start premiering movies on their platforms. They may have a, you know, on a Prime service, you may be able to review something, right? So, no. A movie theater, will they come back to a certain degree? Yes, but I don't see the future growth in movie theaters. Would it make up some of their revenue and you can maybe bounce something back? Maybe, but when I look at the opportunity cost is I can invest into things like green energy. I can invest into guns and ammo or whatever. Or I can invest into a movie theater. Which one do you think I'm thinking is going to have the most growth? One second here. One second is important. TikTok posted, you know. All right. All right. Goldman Moon said, if you were trying to buy stocks on a budget of $25, what industry would you look at? No current income, but I have $25 in my stock app I can spend. If you want that bang bang, like, hey, I want this thing to jump. Well, let me see here. One, you could buy green, you could buy iClean, ICLN. That's the green energy what you call it. That's the green energy ETF. That's the future. But you're not going to see nothing turning to $50 by the end of the year. I don't see it doing that. But it'd be a slow growth investment. Give me 1 second. Slow growth investment, right? So nothing. Let's see, $25. Who's in that $25 range? Woo! You, all right. Well, if you want to put it on the line, you want to put it risky. The risky ones you can go with an airline, not Southwest or Delta, but one of the cheaper ones like American or something like that. You can try that. Very risky, you know, if you want to go higher risk. You don't have enough for an index fund. Index fund is about 50. What else you can go? I wouldn't mess with any of the marijuana companies, even though they could take off, but no. $25, and I want to go very risky. Yes, it'll probably be one of the airlines, one of the cheaper airlines, Royal Caribbean, one of those cheap airline companies that could take off by the end of the year or when his vaccination get cleared. You can try one of them, but they're very risky. Or you can just save your $25. I would advise you to take your $25, hold on to it, wait till you get $50, get your index fund, save up some more, and then you can start to get some of the risky stuff. But I would save it. To be honest with you, I would save it and I would start off moderate. I wouldn't get in any, like, you know, because you're just rolling the dice. You're like, yo, this is what your question sound like in real life. Yo, I got 25. Where can I put it at? You're just rolling the dice, you know, looking to, you know, hey, when I can roll out on whatever the case may be. But I wouldn't do that. I would save it and get something a little bit better. That's one of the ways I would do it. Oh, that's another one. You could buy gold. You could buy gold. Gold and silver. It's crazy. The reason why gold has been crazy this year, as the market go up, gold goes up. But as the market goes down, gold and silver goes down. No. It's pretty much following the market. Like today, gold and silver was down, but it rise with the market. You know, it's a good safe haven. That's one of the things that made me look at it kind of crazy as far as trying to stash money. The old Fisker was a whole different company, and they were a private company. They were making supercars. The new Fisker company is public and trying to make affordable cars. Okay. Okay, Fisker. Goldman said, I have American. American could be something. That's true. So what do you think about Zoom and buy or wait for a further dip? I'm not a Zoom person. I sold Zoom because I maybe could be wrong, but the reason why I brought Zoom was I was thinking the pandemic was going to go on for at least another year. But since we're 90% close to the vaccination, as people start to take the vaccination and get closer to the vaccination, I can see Zoom's relevance starting to decline. What made Zoom hot right now is COVID. Zoom was a regular old company. COVID came along. Zoom became the talk of the town. And now as COVID goes away, it's like having a record deal. You know, you get a record deal or you get some type of publishing deal and they market you, they put you in the machine. But once you lose that record deal, are you still going to be as hot and relevant? I don't know. Maybe you could be, maybe not. But that's not a risk I'm willing to take. That's not the story that I brought Zoom for. I brought Zoom for a lingering pandemic, and it's looking like the pandemic may go a little bit longer than I expected, but that's not good. But Zoom has very strong fundamentals. Look at the retained earnings. The retained earnings jumped like crazy. 200 and something million dollars sitting in there, I think, in their account. They went from a single digit, like 3 million or 25 million, to double digits in 6 months. So yes, big retained earnings. But I think if we continue on this path of a vaccination, Zoom can start to decline. He said, LOL, I like playing dice. I have some stocks. I just sold some and want to put some somewhere else. Very smart. Because you don't want to get a risky portfolio. You don't want to be out there like, oh, man, let me put this one on this one. Oh, I made a dollar. Okay, cool. Pick up a dollar off the table. And that's a trader. Me, I'm on the investing side. I look at the fundamentals of companies. I understand their fundamentals. And then I look for the fundamentals tell me what to buy. The technicals tell me when to buy. So I look at the fundamentals, fundamentally strong, something I think that's going to go further into the future. I look into getting into something like that. Now I look at the technicals to wait until they tell me what to buy. So today, for me, it was a sale day. You know, I was selling off some things that I had, and I rotated into some things that was not doing as well. So, because I expect tomorrow the market to be down, maybe cool off a little bit. Maybe Wednesday the market will probably be down, and that's the time I roll back in. So, but no, don't get out there and get a bunch of those cheap penny stocks and, you know, a dollar stock or $2 stock. And once you buy it, you're going to realize why it is $2. You know, so sometimes you pay for what you get. For prime example, a guy told me to own a Dairy Queen. He said, Prince, the CEO of Dairy Queen, Mr. Troy Bader, told me, he said, Prince, to build a Dairy Queen from start to bottom, full restaurant, is $2 million. And I was like, wow, $2 million, man, that's a lot. He was like, yes. On a cheaper one, you could get one that's inside of a mall for $400,000, right? You can get one inside of a mall for $400,000. I said, why? I said, you know what? I'll probably start with one inside of a mall instead of getting paying one for $2 million. Now, look at all those stores that's inside of a mall. They're pretty much gone or they're struggling. A Dairy Queen inside of the mall right now. Because inside the mall, yeah, it's cheaper, but you relied upon traffic for people coming to the mall. As mall traffic dies, guess what happened to your Dairy Queen sales? So now you see that spending that $2 million sounded like a lot, but it was a better investment because you got a better quality. You got the actual restaurant. You got the drive-thru. Same with McDonald's. To build a McDonald's from scratch, hypothetically speaking, I'm not sure. It may cost you $1 to $4 million. But you can get a Walmart. You can get a McDonald's inside of a mall for half the price. But which one you think is doing great right now? The McDonald's inside of Walmart, inside of a, not a Walmart, but inside of a mall, or the one that's standalone, the one standalone. Every time I drive by McDonald's, I mean, they're not as bad as Chick-fil-A, but they always have a line. So that's one of the things I look at too. So cheaper is not always better. Affordable is not better. What is the best way to buy gold on the stock market? A gold ETF, you have GLD, that's Gulf Lima Delta. That's over $100-something, I believe. But you also have IAU, India Alpha Uniform. That one is another one that's about $17 to $18. So that's the two ways you can get into gold via stocks. IAU, GLD. Now, some people get gold mining companies and gold mining stocks, stuff like that, but that's the way I go. Look at it. I sold my Amazon shares too. Okay. What are your thoughts on Bitcoin? Bitcoin, I think that 90% of the cryptocurrencies that we are looking at today will be gone in 5 to 10 years. I think that a form of cryptocurrency will be around. The Federal Reserve is already talking about a digital dollar. The dollar is already digital, you know, but my concern is when the dollar does become quote unquote a cryptocurrency, will they make the other cryptocurrencies illegal? The big issue the government has with cryptocurrencies, they can't track it. They don't know who to charge taxes. They don't know if you're funding a federal. They don't know if you're funding a criminal enterprise. They don't know if you're using money laundering. They don't know if you're funding terrorists. They can't see that. So when they created the dollar is already digital. They just haven't made it a cryptocurrency. But when they do, which I figure we will get there in a way, I don't know what's going to happen with the Bitcoin process. So it's a no-go for me, but I keep an eyeball on it. That's my take. So I got some marijuana stocks for 70 cents. Speaking of marijuana stocks, next Friday, November 20th, we will have the CEO of Colorado Harvest Company, one of the first dispensary marijuana companies here in Denver, Colorado. Denver was the first city to legalize marijuana. And he had one of the first dispensaries. I think he has about 4 dispensaries. And I know he did a couple $1 million about 2-3 years ago. I'm not sure what they're doing now. But he will be on live to talk about marijuana. So next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, we will have him on live. And it will be also archived. So you can watch it. You can catch the playback. So you can catch it live or you can catch a playback. Right. So he's going to be here. So that's a marijuana expert. He went out. He was a biology teacher. He's like real life Breaking Bad. He was a biology teacher. He went out and started a marijuana company. And, you know, he got like 4 or 5 dispensaries. I think like 3 or 4 dispensaries here in Colorado. He's making a couple $1 million. So he's well versed into the industry. So definitely going to have them on. But back to your thing, he said, I got marijuana stocks for 70 cents a few months ago, and now they're up to $14. Nice. And the energy stock was $1.50 a friend brought, and it's now 40. Woo! That's nice. Nice. I love those numbers. I love that. Love it. He said, natural gas is at times since temperature is changing. Yes, temperature is changing, but that's probably already baked in. How is that growing the company? Yes, come the wintertime, I would turn my heat on. I would have my heat on, but we all know it's a seasonal thing. It's just like, I guess, take a company like Disney, right? Disney know during the summertime they make most money. Does that make the stock go up just because it's summertime? No, because we kind of expect Disney to make money during the summertime when people go on vacation. So that's a no-go for me. Aaron said, is he going to bring samples with? Is he going to bring samples? Well, I'm actually in the military. I can't participate in anything like that with marijuana or whatever the case may be. That's him on the Colorado Harvest Company. But he will be on. But he will be on Zoom, but he won't have any samples. I won't be smoking anything. I've never smoked. I'm 36 years old, never smoked marijuana a day in my life. Once I retire from the military, we'll see. Maybe, maybe so. We don't know. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, today's episode, I'm going to get out of here. We talked about business and household debt increasing. Very interesting. Report put out by the FederalReserve.gov. That was called the Financial Stability Report. So that was very interesting to see. A lot of the growth we could be seeing, it could be due to debt and credit. Forbearance decreased to 5%. So we're seeing people less and less, you know, unemployment went down. And we saw more people get out of forbearance. That's very good for the economic outlook. We saw the rise and fall of energy stocks. Energy stocks came out strong because of a potential Biden win. But we don't, like I said, it's crazy. I'm saying a potential. But a Biden win is going to be very good for green energy. Then we saw them fall off at the end of the day for no reason. I felt it was a technical move since energy stocks have been doing very well. So I looked at it as a buying opportunity for the rise and fall of energy today. So we had the travel stocks. We had Royal Caribbean, Disney, Boeing, all the airline stocks just ran crazy today due to a possible end to the COVID-19 vaccination announced by Pfizer. So, and it told us the story. It told us the story that you saw a 1,200 all-time high on stocks due to what? We saw an all-time high on stocks due to a potential vaccination. So that tells you how much pent-up growth and jump and bite that we really have that's been held back by COVID-19. And once we get out of this, how is it going to look, right? The other thing, and that was it for today's episode. Let me see a couple more comments, and I'm going to get out of here. John Christian, no, they're not IPO, to my knowledge. He's been on the show 2 years ago. He was not publicly traded. And at that time, in 2018, he said they could not be publicly traded. He said a marijuana company could not be publicly traded because it was not legal in the federal government eyes. And I said, well, that doesn't make sense. I see marijuana companies being traded all the time. He said, well, those marijuana companies are more like, they sell, you know, websites, this, that, or whatever. But on the federal level, he said, on the federal level, marijuana is illegal, so it couldn't IPO. So that was very, very interesting. I'm like, wow, I see a lot of marijuana companies out here that people say they're buying. It makes me scratch my head and say, are they really buying marijuana companies? Or you could buy Canadian ones, but American, you know, I don't know. So we'll talk to him about that when he comes on too. Joe J says, Prince, thanks again, man, for the great content. Quick question, how do you feel about moving to value stocks? I'm always on value. The thing about value stocks, I want to see a high beta, a beta over one. And I love value stocks. I mean, who wouldn't want to buy value? You know, somebody tell me, hey, this is a valuable thing that's underpriced, then why wouldn't I want it? So I'm definitely there. I consider myself a fundamental value investor. So I look at the fundamentals to buy value and to ride momentum. All right. And Goldman said, thanks for your information tonight. Anytime. Aaron said, I won't talk to you Wednesday. So thank you for your service. Aaron, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for your service. Max B says, great show. Remember, I got to put that in my quote. The bull will always win. The bear will come out and scare everybody every now and then, but the bull will always win at the end of the day. At the end of the day, the bull will win. He said, well, well, interesting facts. And John said, I agree with you. Thank you for your answer anytime. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, until the next video podcast cartoon, make sure you go out there and check out that Wesley Learns book series. If you already don't have it, get Wesley Learns to Invest. Wesley Learns About Credit. Wesley Learns About Insurance. Available everywhere. Audio, ebook, paperback, hardcover. Make sure you get your copy to support the show. And also make sure you grab your Investor Show Cup if you want to read financial reports like a boss. Until the next video podcast, cartoon, whatever else crazy you see me doing around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out. And thank you.